Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Hey, starting from Dalet Amud Beis. Mara says that when you have when your Dalet falls, the Dalet Adar falls out on Shabbos, so they everyone reads on Thursday. We don't do it on Shabbos, so we do it on the day that got the Yom HaKnasim, which is the Thursday. Mara said that was what we quoted. Now Mara has an opinion that it's chodik with that. Eshkev within the price of the other way. Kamara coming out of Shabbos. When the 14th falls on Shabbos, the villagers read on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. Guys, Gadol, Yitzchul Yom Kisa, they wait till Yom Kisa, which is Thursday. Mukavas come on Shabbos, and the walled cities read after Shabbos. And nobody reads on Shabbos, but this Abraisa is quoting a Tana who says that they don't do Thursday, but if it comes out that it's on Friday, if it comes out that that Yudalit is on Shabbos, then you would read in the villages, the Kfirm, you would read on Erev Shabbos, which is different than we've said before. Would be that way. The question is why. So the Gemara says, what do we do? How does one do when it comes out on Shabbos? Nowadays, the calendar doesn't come out Shabbos. It can never fall out on Shabbos. But if it was possible, what would we do? We would do like a Mishnah. Well, what basis would we have? How do we know they all read on Yom HaKnisa? Where do we get it from? So the Gemara says, there's not no geya, a lacha, because it can never happen today. But bisman that it was, it would be a question. Which one are we? Yefshav and Sisson. It would be impossible to determine which one is which. So the Gemara says that, therefore, all of them would have to read on Thursday. We don't know which one. That's the halacha. That would be the halacha. So the Gemara says, what about a case where Rav Shmuel ben Yehuda, Kol Shama Yitkom and Komo, and somebody said that the date was shifted from its original place, as long as it was done with 10 people. Because since they have to have 10 people for Kriya, because it's like Eagle and Nace, you need to have the people that you're counting on, not including with 10 people. Someone says, therefore, you have to go. So they have to get another person, get one of the people to be able to stand in. I don't know about another Yachin. There was a rabbi that said, Megillah, you could go ahead and do it without even 10 people. You could do it even one time without 10 people. So what's the kiddush? What's the need for it? So Gemara says, Rabbuna B'Sham V'Yokal, Gemara Shayitra L'Yom HaKnisa, B'Kach Yasa Asar. Can I do it B'Yom HaKnisa? Then they go back. Gemara says, Yitra L'Yom HaKnisa. However, the Megillah, the day if we look and we see that it's not going out that way, it's not B'Aklus, and it's a And then he says, we don't do it, and we don't read on the Thursday, we wait till afterwards. So no, yeah, but we agree that the presence of 10 people is not necessary. So when we said before they had 10 people. Because if there were 10 people, then after 10 people, if it was coordinating the same day, then it would not be a problem, and there's no one to guarantee that it could be done. So therefore, we couldn't go ahead and wrap it up. So up to Gemara. That we said, they asked the question, they argue. Kanama, one says, the village could be the Megillah of David. Thursday. Where it says, we got Chanama, go ahead. Nusa. We don't have to have, anybody could do it. Even without 10 people, you could do it. So, Mar says, my family, my question. So, Mandiyama told me, Hidi. And one of the guys says, someone says you could do it with 10 people. The other one says you could do it even with one. She heard me come. Everyone's the other way. But we see what Yamakamo, you call up in the place. You can read in his place, you can understand what the laws are now. And now you can go in, you can go to where they're supposed to do. They're supposed to go wherever they're supposed to be, if the 14th day or 15th day, that's what they'll do. They'll be able to do it on that day. So the Gemara says, I'm like Cain, Sakama says, if you do that, then the whole Mishnah is removed from my Mishnah. I'm a Sekta, I got a Siyom, Shem, Sosho, but all those days are moved, they don't have any Shaila. Because it's all the days that you capture and the days that you do it, or the days you want to do it, whether it's what day it's not. And the first time it happened. So the Gemara said that this would be a possible way to understand how we divide it up. And the Gemara says this leaves it unanswered. The Gemara doesn't answer this question, because obviously it's a difficult question. Is it Yom HaKnisa, a din of would be able to go personal life? Or is it something more? The Gemara leaves this question and doesn't answer what your responsibility would be, which day you would choose in this particular case. Says the Gemara. We have a new Mishnah. Mishnah says, Eze Gedolah. We're talking about large, so what's a large city? Which Mishnah said, a large city is where we read on the 14th day. Gemara says, what's a large city? So Gemara says, it has 10 batlan, 10 people that are not working, unemployed people who have been in the shul, who stayed in the shul. If it's less than that, it's about 10 people. So I make it to understand how to listen to the people do. People to do it. Because the Gemara says, now, none of the local mishnah says, this mystery says, you go first, you bring the man eight, say, Kohanim, Ba'am, that goes first, the Tish Abav, and the Fast Tish, Chigo, Chazal, all these things that we postpone, but we don't advance, do it, make it earlier. All these days we have to go ahead, we can't do it on that day, the Tish Abav, other days that came out on Shabbos, of course, you can't do it, Chagig and Yom Tov, you can't do it, the Yavtaka, Hakel, you can't do it on Shabbos. So, in case, all the days we do, we put it off later, but if you can't do it on the day before, and then I will go there. So Gemara said, we'll agree. So Gemara said, listen, the Mishnah says that we're makdim l'makdim. We matar me'ezpedes. We're very much matar me'ezpedes. But Gemara says that. And say that. That's what it said by, we never say, when we do it, don't say that. You say, we must say, it's a shita. I'm going to say, when do you say this? Gemara says that would be. It would be that the Mishnah would say, when can they do this? Gemara says, the longer you're not saying with the Shem Commission, days when they go in, Monday, Friday, longer you're not saying with the Shem Commission, you don't go in, Kavan HaSemen, you can still read Pizman. If they don't go in, they can still read the Pizman, because that's with the Koveya. The Koveya, they're able to read it in Pizman. So the Gemara says, if that's so, how do you reconcile what the balance is? Depends what you read, what they're reading it. According to Gemara says, the right reading is that it's an obligation, and therefore the election of not appropriate. Doesn't work. Okay, so the Mishnah says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. When do we say this halacha? I said, let's skip through there. I said, skip. Abishah Amar Makdim L'Makrin. Matar Mishnah says, you know, these things you can go, you can do them, Mr. Gill, you can go learn it here. What about the Mishnah says the other thing? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. My Nicholas Mishnah. It was one of the places where I was going to say the town of Mishnah, but on Monday and Thursday. I'm Makkah Shane and Hustle, I'm Shane and Mishnah, but if it waits with the papers on assemble, you know, we went on Thursday. I mentioned Paris. There's nothing ready. They don't know the fact that you're all day. You said you're doing it, you're cutting this mana, because you can't do it that day. And it's Monday and Thursday, so at least you must do it on this mana on that day. That's not so pushy. Everyone agrees to that. So, Mela, we have to take that into account, because that's not an answer, because it's only going to one sheet, that we have the other sheet, too. It doesn't agree. Doesn't agree. So the Gemara, Mishnah says, we both love that time of Lotlanim. The Gemara says, Serbatlanim. Yeah, it's. The Gemara says that there was a structure that the Serbatlanim, the Lakulam, those are the 10 men who worked, were not working, but just being available for the sake of the synagogue, for doing what has to be done, they should go to the. Said, this should we not do it. So again, when it's speaking in Islamic, that is that we don't have to teach us how to support our studies. We don't have from other burdens. So to here, we're not going to take the sun as a burden. Okay, so Tumar. We learned in Gemara that Bryce at Temat Lanim like a village. Each one says a bracha. Each one says it's filah. And that's the result of it with me. So Gemara says, how does that work? I will say there's not 10 people. Yeah, you can. If Krak Sha'imbo Asa doesn't have 10 people, 10 Batlanim, Tikin Taknaso Kakosa. Not very smart. Not very, not so here, because it's true, like in the city. So you have 10. If the student is least to say, otherwise it's in the economy, they can't stay together with them. It has to be there. To go around. Now, what I'm going to say is that's the look of the Gemara. And the Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, you can't read it. What it says is because. Right, what it says, you can do, you have to be able to do it with Makimim Makimim. So when did you do it? When it says Kriyas Megillah, you have Kriyas Megillah. The Chumash comes from Shalom. It's Makimim Makimim. You can do it early, but you can't do it later. That's man. Let him do it on Shabbos. Let him make the suda on Shabbos. What's the problem? You can do the avodah here, kutzal Shabbos, and on Shabbos to make the suda. Why is that a problem? So it says, "Shem chosu to leave a bezin." Simchus to leave a bezin. That's what he was telling you. That it's totally the best then. Totally the best then. Whatever benefits you're going to get, it's totally the best one. But he does. When he says, if someone calls it a little rest, if someone whose lattice is dependent on the heart, these are those that are totally good. And they that have that Shabbos goes, he suspends the heavens. So it is a din of where there would be a responsibility. So if we're putting on Shabbos, Purim is the feast of responsibility. There's enough to say that you can do that without changing, without changing the laws, which is what they choose now. I'm going to say you can't do that. That can't put him full. If on Shabbos, the feast is it Friday until Shabbos. That's your Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop over here.